Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Toby Altizer. Suddenly, the NFL. There are players of position at needs for the Packers available. And not just one from yesterday. There's another one. We'll get to that in a moment. We've got bigger issues to fry. I got to get to J-Mo here. I got to do this before we do anything else. J-Mo's in Bayview. J-Mo, here's what I need you to say before you say a word. I need you to say, I'm originally a Southsider, but my family went to Bayview. Can you say, I'm originally a Southsider, but my family went to Bayview?
I'm originally a Southsider, but my family went to Bayview.
Okay, not like in my voice, though, in your voice.
Oh, in my voice. Gotcha. I'm originally a Southsider, but I went to Bayview.
I'm an ex-Southsider, and my family went to Bayview.
Okay, what the hell's going on here? The first one was you. That was Timmy. That was Timmy from Dallas, who sounds just like you.
You know what? I had a brother given up for adoption. My grandfather made my mom do Sophie's Choice.
Oh, God. What a backstory.
Yeah, indeed. Maybe this Tim, or maybe is it just Tim?
He calls him by Timmy.
Tim.
Yeah.
Maybe it's my long-lost given up for adoption brother.
Well, wouldn't that be great after... I don't know how old you are. I'm going to say 40. Plus 10.
You laid eyes on me. And
plus another 40. 5.
That's beautiful.
I'll say 50.
Okay, let's say 50.
So after 50 years, you have no idea where your brother is, and you both randomly call into the Bart Winkler Show?
Oh, man. You know what kind of story that would be? That would be Fox 6 worthy.
Yeah, that might actually get me a little press in this godforsaken town.
It would. I'll do everything in my power to get to.
I don't even need to be on the news around here. I've been on the news. I gotta get in the trades. I gotta get in the sports media trades that only us sports media people care about. That's what I gotta get into.
You know, your hometown is offering $15,000 for people that are willing to move there.
Fond du Lac?
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are, Bart. Really? $15,000 you can make for moving to Fond du Lac.
No, I got to look that up. I don't believe you.
No, believe it. It's true.
No.
No, Bart, I'm serious. Mercury Marine is getting desperate.
A new program in Fond du Lac will pay people who move there as much as $15,000.
Yes. See?
Oh, my God.
Should I go?
That's pathetic.
Is it worth $15,000 to move to Fond du Lac?
No.
No. Should I hold out for 30?
I'll give you 15 to never call in and mention that town again.
Okay. Is that cash or check?
Look, Venmo. The problem with Fond du Lac, God, that really bothers me. Now you throw me. Because Fond du Lac's one of these towns that, you know, for years, people are like, hey, progress. And the people that run the city are like, no, we like it how it is. And then they're like, oh, we want these jobs forever. Well, those jobs move, and they're like, oh, no, we have nobody wants to live here. Well, if you would have, like, had progress.
Yeah.
You know, Appleton exists. Appleton's so great because all those things want. Fond du Lac is an hour from Green Bay and Madison and Milwaukee, and it's on a lake. And it should be this beacon of Wisconsin. It should be a destination. But they're like,
it should be the foot of the lake.
Yeah. They're like, no, we're good with the 35,000 people that live here, even though we can expand as far as we want, southeast and west. Let's just, we're good. We're good with the two factory businesses and the 9 corner bars on one street and the 15 liquor stores on your drive to school. That's all we need. And now they're paying people to move there. I'm really upset about this.
You should write a letter.
I might.
You should.
Wow. That's pathetic.
I'm glad I could raise the curtain on that for you.
I'm an ex-Southsider, and my family went to Bayview.
How are you not this guy, J-Mo? You guys sound alike.
Like I said, he could be my long-lost brother.
All right.
Ask him if he was given up for adoption next time he calls in.
Yeah, I'm going to need you guys to call in at the same time, maybe later this week.
Huh, all right. Have Toby call me to set that up, and we can be on in stereo.
Yeah, well, I'll just wait for maybe you guys do it on your own accord, and if not, I'll keep living my life.
Well, in the meantime, I'm gonna try to. Can you give me a neighborhood in Fond du Lac to relocate to?
Yeah. Why don't you move into my old house on Follett Street?
All right. As long as that counts towards the 15 grand.
Yeah, it'll count. It's right. It's on like the north side of town. It's right near. It's a walking distance to the park.
All right, and a bar.
The closest bar.
Ooh, might be a deal breaker. Where I live in Bayview, I can walk 3 blocks and go to a bar.
Okay, then why don't I get back to you on this?
Okay, you get back to me on that on Zillow.
All right, I will.
You have a great day, Bart.
All right, J-Mo, thanks for breaking my heart.
You're welcome.
All right. There you go, J-Mo. So the table's been set. You have to have that kind of voice if you call in today.
I'm an ex-Southsider, and my family went to Bayview.
I mean, that's weird to anybody else. The guys sound exactly the same. Exactly the same. Look, I know some people like to get, you know, 2 calls in, but if you're going to that measure, that's crazy. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Again, I'm Bart. That is Toby. So the Bucks had a game last night, kind of. First of all, I try to watch this thing. You know, I want to see the team a little bit. I want to see some of the new guys. I want to see Lisa Byington on the call. She's good. Okay, I mean, she's good. I got no problems there. I'm not ready for basketball, dude. I'm not, how is anybody ready for basketball? Honest question. You know, I saw some of the diehard Bucks fans that I follow, and they're all jacked up that it's game day, and I get it. I mean, if the Bucks are Bucks over everything, I get it. I'm not ready. Even with other things going on, even if there were no other things going on, the Bucks I'm still soaking it in. I still, like, arrange my drive home. And I go just a little bit out of my way to go past the Deer District sometimes just to see it again and to remember those times. I can't get into basketball already. It's just too soon. So what happened was at the end of the third quarter, the fire alarm went off. So a fire alarm goes off and you're like, okay, well, there's probably just going to be a slight delay here. But instead of that, the Bucks were like, no, we're out of here. We are out of here. So they evacuate the building. The broadcast crews were still in there. It was just like the lightning delay the other night. Hey, it's not safe to be on the field, but Steve Young and Susie Culber, you can be on the field. But it's not safe to be on the field, but go ahead. The game was like delayed, and within 5 minutes, Mike Budenholzer was walking across the court with his luggage. I mean, they took this as an opportunity to get the hell out of there. The game officially was not canceled, still in a delay, yet a crowd of people outside FedEx Forum wanting to come back in, and Chris Middleton's walking out with two trays of barbecue. Jrue Holiday follows. The Bucks all head to their bus. They start to set up a table, and they're eating. The game's still not canceled. Bally Sports Wisconsin's like, we're not sticking around for this. They sign off before anything's official. And the Bucks just like weren't having it. And as a champion, I think they're playing with champions' rules. If that's what they want to do, if they want to get out of there, they can get out of there. You're a champion. You're afforded those privileges. Well, they don't want to stick around for this. I'm not even kidding. They got in their clothes and on that bus so quick that if there was any thought or consideration that, yeah, we're going to continue this thing, we're going to play, the Bucks essentially said, no, we're done. Because then they would have to get back up and warmed up and all their stuff. They beelined right in there, and they wanted to get out. Zora Stevenson, Bally Sports Wisconsin, caught up with Grayson Allen after, you know, while all this was going on. Middleton is walking out with the food. Holiday's walking out. Again, Bud's just crossing the court with his luggage. Here's a little bit of Zora with Grayson.
The arena does not have the all clear, so they have instructed all players and coaches to head to the buses. I've got Grayson Allen. Grayson, your first time back in Memphis, and that was a whole thing in itself, but then for it to be interrupted in this way, what's this experience like for you?
This is wild. I mean, this is like a crazy story like you tell somebody they don't believe. Like, oh, you guys went in, played three quarters, then just went back home. So this is wild. It's also weird playing back here. Like, I thought when we were about to tip off, I told Jordan, I was like, I feel like I'm about to pass it to the wrong team because it's my first game in a Bucks uniform. I'm playing against my old team. But it was overall, like, pretty cool being out here.
What initially was talked about in the locker room? So we all hear the fire alarms, right? And now the lights have come back on. You all go into the locker room. What were you all talking about?
Well, we were trying to figure out if we were about to go back out and play or not. So guys were kind of joking and laughing about like the game actually being over. And then they came back in and said, oh, no, I think it's over. So then that was kind of like the surreal moment. We were like, whoa, are you serious? But guys were joking around when we first got in there.
And at this point, like, uniforms off, you gave it to the equipment, like, are you checked out at this point? Like, what would happen if you had to come back in and finish the game?
that would be weird at this point. I mean, we got guys with ice on walking by. They told us to just take the jerseys off, no showers, get straight out of here. So that's what we're doing.
Yeah, it's Grayson Allen, who, by the way, I'm fine with. I got over it already. I'm over it. He's a Buck now. I'm over it. I'm over the Duke thing. I'm over the Badger thing. I'm good with Grayson. I watched a little bit. I just watched a little bit. A couple nice shots. Jordan Wara, of course, had a nice game. One thing I didn't know is I did see a piece that they had. Giannis didn't travel with the team. I think everybody else was there, but Giannis didn't travel. We knew Giannis went to Greece. I didn't know he took the whole team to Greece. He took, like, the whole team and trainers and coaches. I didn't know that. You know, LeBron had like his 3-day mini camp. But Giannis took his whole team to Greece. That's pretty neat. Dave is in Cudahy, 799-1250. What's up, Dave?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Dave.
I was very happy to see the Bucks just pack up and go. We did not need, like you said, we don't need any basketball right now, let alone preseason basketball. The most painful of all basketballs.
Yeah, I can't do it like these other, like the NFL preseason you can get into. spring training everybody gets into. NBA preseason just, it doesn't hit the same.
Well, you don't have the same number of, like, call-ups or, like, people that you're interested in, right? The depth chart is much smaller on a basketball team. You know, so that's why we got however many minutes of the energetic Grayson Allen that we had.
Yeah, this game too wouldn't have been canceled, I don't think, if the Bucks forced it to be canceled. They all just started walking off the court and it was over.
Round of applause. That's championship material right there.
I know.
They said, we don't come to you, you come to us.
Yeah. Jordan Wara last night, 16 points. Grayson was 3 for 6 from 3, 13 points. So let's give your Chili's MVP to... let's give it to Grayson Allen in his return to Memphis. How about that?
Oh, okay. So Grayson Allen, do I win anything?
Yeah, you get a free $15,000 if you move to Fond du Lac, courtesy of the Fond du Lac Chamber of Commerce.
Sign me up. I'm going to move in with J-Mo. We're going to have a nice duplex going on. He can have the top half. I'll take the bottom half.
Yeah.
J-Mo sounds like he likes to look down on people in the positive way, like surveying the field.
I don't think there's a single negative thing that I would say about J-Mo.
No, he's great.
Yeah.
Now, real question. I just saw the Patriots cutting Stephon Gilmore. That interests you at all?
It does very much. Yeah, that's the news that I wanted to start this hour with. Stephon Gilmore cut, a four-time Pro Bowl cornerback. He was
breaking
gonna
news.
Yeah, breaking news. Okay, breaking news on the Fan, brought to you by Odyssey Sports and presented by BetQL. Become a better sports bettor. Get smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. And yesterday, the Cowboys cut Jalen Smith, who apparently is not good anymore. I thought he was good. Jalen Smith is the guy. He's a linebacker. Cowboys took him out of Notre Dame in a year where he wasn't going to be able to play. I wanted the Packers to take him then. And I would be, I'd be interested in both of these guys.
Well, there's a lot of players, too. I want Jamie Collins as well. I'm very interested in him, too.
Sounds like he might go back to New England.
Yeah, I know he's trade material, not necessarily a pickup, but that's someone that I would all three of those players I would gladly take.
Yeah, I guess, you know what, Stephon Gilmore's probably going to go to Tampa. Jalen Smith's probably going to go to Tampa.
Jamie Collins?
It sounds like New England for him.
Well, you know, never say never. For some reason, Tom Brady just has that silver tongue.
Next yeah, I know.
Get stuff done.
I know. Oh, man. Okay, well, yeah, I'd take Stephon Gilmore. I think that's a no-brainer.
I don't know. I know he's still on the pup list. How long do you like, – does anyone know how long that's going
to
be?
Eligible to come off the physically unable to perform list after week 6.
Week 6. That sounds –
and we're in week –
perfect.
5.
He could – his first game would be against the Washington football team.
Hey, how about that?
Yeah, he could pick off Taylor Heineke like 3 times. Yeah. Sorry, Toby.
No worries. No, but
the comparison of a Brett Favre without arm talent is very accurate, though.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen. The thing is, with Brett, he could fit it in a window. Taylor, there's a window that's open, and he can't get it in there.
He chooses to throw around the window. He doesn't want to break it.
Yeah, that's a little more like it, yeah.
Yeah,
or he's too late.
Put a positive spin on it.
Good Taylor Heineke breakdown is we are the official Washington football team show in the Milwaukee market.
We need to have Eddie J. Lemberger come up with a Taylor Heineke song.
I think that's a very powerful idea.
It'll go something like Heineke. You don't know what you do to me. Heineke. What is it? Something like that.
That's very good.
There you go. Take first two.
Pass that ball. Bang that wall. Taylor Heineke is not good, but the desperate Washington team has no other choice.
Ooh. The rhythm is just perfect.
Yeah. Taylor Heinicke, well, he tries to throw touchdowns as the office gets raided because of some investigation. Toby, what's going on there?
No idea. The DEA is just raiding the practice facility because the head trainer's doing some shady stuff or something. I don't know. Apparently, Ron said that he was getting a – Ron Rivera, the head coach, said he was getting a luxury car wash when that happened.
Yeah, here's Ron Rivera yesterday.
I got to ask you this, Coach, real quick. When the DEA came in to raid the facility, and I'm guessing you were in the office, where were you, and how did you find out?
Did they barge in?
Yeah, did they just barge in and say, we're here?
Guys, I can't talk about this. This is a legal matter. And quite honestly, I wasn't there. I literally just left to get my car washed.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Hey, everybody loves a clean car, Coach Rivera.
I hope you get the premium.
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
of course.
All right, so this.
Oh, I didn't realize I was playing a cut from a radio show. Are those guys good? Who is that?
I believe that's the Junkies on 106.7, an Odyssey station.
God. That was an awful piece of tape. I'm sorry.
How are you hating on the Junkies?
Well, we're making jokes about a car wash. Dave, that's not good comedy. I got to let you go.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for everything I've done. Take care, everyone. Have a good one.
Thanks, Dave. On a Wednesday, here on The Fan.
Coach, I hope you get the premium, everybody.
Come on.
Come on, don't hate on the sports junkies.
I don't know. I didn't like that. Here's more from Ron.
Hey, Coach, we know the organization's dealing with an issue with the trainer, and I'm sure more details will come out eventually, but what do you say to people that say there's always a black cloud over Washington, over Ashburn?
Well, that's what we're trying to correct. That's what we're trying to fix, but for whatever reason, we just keep getting drawn back into things. So, guys, at the end of the day, we're going to let this play out, and we'll trust in the system, and we'll go from there.
What a torrid franchise that you're rooting for, Toby. What a disaster. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Again, the news in the NFL, Stephon Gilmore is going to be released from the New England Patriots. He was eligible to come off the PUP list after week 6. They're going to release him. A lot of Twitter speculation is already pointing him to Tampa Bay. Jalen Smith, the linebacker for the Cowboys, he is being released as well. A lot of the Twitter speculation has him going to Tampa Bay. It's just people saying, oh, Tampa. But yeah, they're probably right.
I don't know that Jalen Smith as much. I could see Stephon Gilmore maybe heading down there.
Yeah, Patriots, Brady connection.
Yeah.
I don't know what the deal with Jalen Smith is. I was like, oh, my God, this guy got released. I was like, I want him. And then I saw our friend of the show, Andy Herman, tweeting, no business, no want him.
Here's the thing. Not good in coverage. A lot of Dallas people don't like Jalen Smith because they didn't think he was very good. And I get the idea that he's not as good as he used to be. But who on this Packers roster is he not going to be better than at linebacker?
Herman's argument was Summers is better on special teams.
So what?
that's what I'm thinking.
You need someone to play defense. I mean, when was the last time the Packers had a reliable linebacker that you felt? I mean, Devondre Campbell's been good. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, very good.
So Campbell, but if you can get a guy like a Jalen Smith, and even if he's not your every down linebacker, he comes in, he's your third linebacker, a sub package linebacker, whatever it is. I don't see why you wouldn't go get him if you have the opportunity. If he's not going to cost tons of money, give him a little prove-it deal for a year and try it out and see what happens.
You're in a year where you got to assume it's the last year of Aaron Rodgers. So if these guys magically come available, don't stick your nose up at the thought of it. Bring in anybody. If it doesn't work, what's it cost you? Bring him in. See if it works. I am all for yes. Do you want Jalen? Yes. Do you want Stephon Gilmore? Yes. I want anybody. Bring them all in.
Make the
team better.
I'm assuming you'd rather have Stephon Gilmore than Jalen Smith.
I really liked Jalen Smith out of college. He was my guy, dude.
Yeah, I liked him out of college, too, but Stephon Gilmore is a former Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but I'm just saying I really did like Jalen Smith.
I feel like especially with
I wanted the Packers to draft him knowing he'd miss a year in the first round. Well, I think I said third round. And then the Cowboys took him in the first round.
They took him in the second.
Second round.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good player. He's just lost a little bit of a step, but I still don't think he's... I don't get the idea that a lot of people are saying don't sign him because he's bad now. Okay, sure, he's not what he used to be, but he's not... He'd be someone that you could play for this Packers team. I think, though, if you're the Packers, you got to go after Stephon Gilmore more because of this Jaire injury. You don't know what it's going to be, and we'll get an update today from Matt LaFleur, and I think that'll shed a little light on it. But if you can get Stephon Gilmore, even if Jaire comes back in just a week or two or plays this week, whatever it is, I mean, you got Stephon Gilmore and Jaire on the outsides. We don't even have to see Kevin King anymore because you just put Eric Stokes out there too. And Stokes has been good, I thought. So I saw a stat yesterday that said Kevin King has given up more yards in six targets than Eric Stokes has all year in 25.
Schefter saying the Patriots, yeah, it's pathetic. The Patriots and Stephon Gilmore could not agree to terms on a restructured contract, which is why they're parting ways. Bring him in. You know what? I feel like this always happens because I'm starting to see this with Jalen Smith, and I wonder if I'll see this with Gilmore. I always feel like somebody gets cut or released, all of Packer Nation is like, bring him in. And then the people that cover the team are like, they rush to the front of the conversation. They say, well, here's why you don't want him. He was PFF graded as a... I want guys that I want him. Give me the guys I want.
Well, Gilmore, there's nothing you can say of why you wouldn't want him. Okay, he's coming off an injury. Well, he's had plenty of time to heal up. He was a defensive player of the year at one point. He wasn't as much on his game last year, but still, even if he doesn't have to be a number one corner with Green Bay. That's how good Jaire is. Even though he was a defensive player of the year, he comes in and can play your number two corner position, and he's a little bigger and physical. Yeah, give me that. Give me that any day of the week.
Let's, Carl, let's get these guys to Green Bay. What do you say?
Listen, man, I'm just here so everybody from the we don't have the salary room, you know, that crowd from the Green Bay fans. I can't stand those guys. Everybody that talk about we don't have cap space, yada, 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 like they're actually paying money out of their pocket to get a guy like Stephon Gilmore. The quick question is, does...
What? I just lost you. What? Say that again.
I said, does Stephon Gilmore make us better, yes or no?
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's why you take him. No matter what, he's better than...
Well, even Jalen Smith. I think he'd make us better, too.
Exactly. I think he's great. I think Jamie Collins is great. I think that even if you trade for Chris Harris Jr. up out of Denver, that would be a great addition. But we need depth at cornerback. Right now, Jaire just went down. I mean, what do you want? I mean, Kevin King can't stay healthy. He's been injury-prone since we got him. And on top of that, man, the guy just can't cover. He can't cover his mouth, man, when he sneezes. The guy is terrible. I've been saying this about Kevin King for the longest, man, and I really hate to attack the guy because he's young, but really there's no upside to him anymore. He's just tall and can't flat-out run no more. He can't run a 4-3 like he used to when he first came out the damn draft. The guy is terrible, man. He's just a waste of space with dreads. Now, listen. I understand people are getting upset about how the Bucs look, you know, going into the third quarter and yada, 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 and it's
Wade, who's what? Who?
Man, I'm telling you, dog, it was some people online.
They started Thanasis. Online. Who cares?
Listen, that's all. Look, it's preseason. I just got on call Anthony Towns for posting a picture talking about this is leave no doubt. Like, bro, calm down, little house cat. You just did that during a preseason game against a non-starter. Calm down. Everybody relax. We just want to see who fits the roles with this team. Grayson Allen looks amazing. And this guy's still out there killing the guy for tripping somebody. So what? He's our tripper now. All right?
Yeah, I got over that. I thought it'd take me a while, but I got over that pretty quick.
Man, get over it. That's all I'm saying, man. And please, any Packer fans, I don't mean to flip-flop with all of these topics, but please, if you are a Packer fan that will say anything about cap space, please stay off Twitter. Log off. Do not say anything about cap space or cap room. You don't know anything. And please, 1250 The Fan, I need you guys to retweet everything that you see to the Green Bay Packers about Stephon Gilmore. We need that guy yesterday. That's all I want to say. Bart, have a good day. J-Mo, you sound weird, bro, but thanks for the ad, man. Thanks for the follow.
Oh, okay. Okay, making friends.
I got a follow from this guy. I was like, who the hell is – oh, J-Mo. Got him. But, man, that new voice is pretty weird, pretty kind of Morgan Freeman-ish.
Yeah.
And did Rami write those jokes for the junkies? Rami, stop telling jokes on air. Man.
Wow, that's the headline of this call.
Man, Rami, stop it. You're not doing improv every day, bro. You need to knock it off and get back to what you were. You used to be something when you started off, bro. But now you're just going into this, I'm a comedian type thing. Bro, you're not Joe Rogan, all right? Let's talk about that right now. You're not Joe Rogan. You're not the improv of the year. I love you, but this is tough love right now. You need to stop.
Accusing Rami of using sports radio as a workshop for his true love comedy?
You know it, and I know it, man. Look, I think we gave him back his job just so he could get his feet off the ground, but it ain't working, man. Listen, I listened to this guy, all right? I listened to his stand-up. I said, bro, this is two piles of bounce that butt, bro. This is trash. I mean, I couldn't take it anymore.
Stop this. You're being too hard on my guy, Rami.
All right, I'm sorry. You know what? Because that doesn't sound like love, and I got to get the hate out of my heart. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I thought you were like in love, and you're a new man.
Listen, man. Being married has done something to me. I have picked up aggression. Now I know what it is. I got to say what is on my mind. This is my only therapeutic moment. So I got to tell it like it is.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, Bart, but Rami, like I said, I love him. I think he's funny sometimes, but that laugh. Oh, my God.
Oh, there's nothing better than that laugh to me.
It is like I literally will turn this Odyssey.
No. Carl, we got to add. I can't be taking this Rami slander.
You can't back him? All right, I'm sorry.
I got to back my guy.
Y'all bad boys for life. I'm sorry. I'm pressing the buttons. Rami, I just haven't had my coffee in the morning. Do not take this call serious.
I am going to – some of this I do want to bring to his attention tomorrow. Not when you called him trash, but –
Well, I'm sorry. I took it too far with that, man.
I think you were getting your inner Rami and seeing how far you could push the line, right?
I did it, and I have to apologize to all the family here. We're all a part of the 1250 family.
We are. So, all right.
My bad, man.
All right, Carl.
No hard feelings, Rami.
All right.
All right, later, though.
See you, bud. Carl on the south side. Wow. Interesting. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. I'm Bart, that's Toby here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Look, I'm just speaking the truth. They asked me a question about Mike Tomlin. I'm going to tell them how I feel about Mike Tomlin. If you want to take that and run with it and say I'm, you know, angling for, you know, some sort of next team or something, I'm not. I'm just answering a question about my respect for Mike and what he's accomplished in the league. And same for, you know, I talked about Ben. A lot of respect for everything he's accomplished over the years. And, yeah, I mean, there might be other, you know, stories similar to this, but I mean, there was, I guess, the last 2 weeks, you know, Niners, you know, there was conversation, obviously an icy handshake kind of between Kyle and Matt. And they obviously had a conversation around draft day, and there was rumors about that. And then I say something nice about Mike. I mean, I think Cincinnati's pretty safe because, you know, they got a good young quarterback, and I don't think they're really interested in the, you know, in the old bull. They got the young calf right now. You know,
yeah. Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee Show yesterday. Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Toby Altizer is here and always happy to hear from you. This segment brought to you by Scrub-A-Dub Scrub Club. Might be hard to say, but it's easy to use. Wash your car every day if you want. One low price starting at $13 per month. The Scrub-A-Dub Scrub Club at any local Scrub-A-Dub location. Sign up at scrubadub.biz. So Rodgers on McAfee yesterday, they talked a little about Randall Cobb. They talked a little bit about the defenses that they're seeing, that they tend to be more game-specific now as teams are really – I mean, that's what you would think. You want to stop the team that you're up against. They talked about the Pittsburgh stuff, and McAfee at one point said you were flirting with Mike Tomlin. It doesn't seem to bother Rodgers when these stories come out. It bothers Rodgers when these stories come out like – you're the problem, or you don't care. But it doesn't seem to bother Rodgers when there's stories like, maybe he'll play in Pittsburgh. Maybe he'll play in San Francisco. I mean, if you're a player, and you're like, if it was Giannis and he didn't sign, and it was his last year, and he went to New York, they'd say, could you be a Knick? Or could you be a member of the Heat? Could you come over here to L.A.? At some point, that gets annoying. Rodgers seems to welcome it and almost encourage it a little bit. Rodgers on Pat McAfee's show yesterday. One thing they did talk about was the officiating issues and how the league sort of self-inflicting all their wounds. You saw a couple of things over the last week. There was on Monday Night Football, Darren Waller with the taunting where he just spiked a football. It was near the Chargers bench, so they called a 15-yard penalty. And then later in the game, a Charger spiked the football and there was nothing to it. Seems like every year the NFL is back to normal for a little bit, and then they say, what problem is not really that big of a problem? Can we make a problem? How about roughing the passer? Okay, let's do that. Then that goes away. How about pass interference? Let's make that reviewable. Okay, let's do that, and then it goes away. You know, like in the rule of animation, you have all these cartoons where, like, Homer Simpson gets a job as a airplane pilot or whatever, but at the end of the episode, things always revert back to normal. You know, continuity barely exists. That's kind of what the NFL is. Hey, this year, this is going to be the problem. All right, revert back to normal. Now, this year, this is going to be the problem. Revert back to normal. The NFL, I was saying this to Gary Ellerson, and I don't know if you guys would agree with me. I think where the NFL right now is, you know, ratings are back up again. These games are so close, and the NFL is very proud of it. All these games coming down to the wire. I think this might be as good as the NFL will ever be, ever, for the rest of time. I think they're so good right now. They're so good at making every game compelling. And it's a unique cocktail of making calls controversial enough that it's good fodder, but it doesn't drive you away from the game. The teams have leveled out to a degree where every game can be competitive. Any given Sunday has never meant more. You know, the Jets beating the Titans, and they don't just beat the Titans. They go to overtime. They don't just go to overtime. It goes to the last seconds of overtime. These games are so close. All these primetime games have been great. You know, Patriots and Buccaneers, you could not have asked for a better thing. You thought you might get a game script where Brady throws 3-4 touchdowns. Instead, it's a game script where it's a compelling game back and forth, and the Patriots are doing trick plays, and New England is, you know, having a hard time running the football, and Brady's doing everything he can just to drive the team down the field somewhat unsuccessfully. It's successfully at sometimes they need the defense to step up. It's just everything right now for the NFL. I just don't know how it gets better. I'm not saying it'll get worse, but I'm like, I don't know how it gets better. The product right now is so captivating and so good. How does it get better? Now, the NFL does have a problem with officiating. A lot of these guys are bad, but it like doesn't matter. They just plow through it. Rodgers did sound off a little bit on McAfee's show about the refs.
I think the last couple, you know, guys that we've had in that position were not anywhere near as talented as the guys that I just mentioned. But the issue is TV's paying these guys a lot more than the league does. So if the league wants to clear things up, maybe taking these stud refs who have moved on and retired and putting them in a position of influence that can clean up some of the mistakes that are made. And it's not a lot of mistakes, but one or two, in important times, that's when the conversation gets amped up and everybody's talking about this thing. I don't believe we have a referee problem. I love the fact that there is, the human element in it. In ways that we can help them with those bang-bang calls and those important reviews, I think it's important that we have the best of the best in the booth making those, aiding with those decisions.
All right, I like the human element too. I also, what I don't like is that I played the wrong, I meant to play this one first.
If we think about some of the best refs from the last couple of decades, right? And I'm obviously slightly biased, but the majority of them are on TV, right? I'm talking about, Gene Senator is on TV, and Terry McAuley's on TV. And who's the guy from last night who's on? John Perry, Dean Blandino, Mike Pereira. You know, these are guys who are really, really, really talented referees, but they're getting paid more on TV than they would by the league. So we're hurting ourselves, I think, as a league by not having the best of the best who move on still be associated in a way where New York has to rule on some of these plays and we're not going back to the best of the best.
Well, it's a TV product, though. The NFL is a TV product. You know, it's fun to go and it's fun to talk about, but it's a TV product. It's the one thing. It's actually, ratings are going up, not just since last year's pandemic, but from 2019. You know, it's the one thing that's actually still improving with there being so many different things to watch and so many different platforms and so many different ways to get content. The NFL is a TV product, and having these refs, the better refs, explain it to the viewer on TV is almost better for the league than having them on the field, because again, it's just the right level of controversy on the field that makes you go, I can't believe that call, but then you don't, like, you're not ever going to leave the sport because of it. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. We'll have our power rankings coming up. We're also going to hear from David Stearns throughout the show today. Jim Powell, 930, former voice of the Brewers, now voice of the Braves. We'll get a series preview there. So a lot to get to yet. I'm Bart, that's Toby, here on The Fan. AM The Fan segment brought to you by Indeed. If you're hitting speed bumps in your hiring process, you can streamline your route to your next hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. Find your next great hire and visit Indeed.com/credit. Indeed.com/credit. Again, I'm Bart. That is Toby. It's time for our worst and five power rankings before we get to Nick Costos here. You better, you bet, who is not in a good mood. His Yankees lost last night. We'll start with our worst team in the league. You got to go Jacksonville, don't you? I mean, there's a lot of bad teams right now, but with everything that's going on with Urban Meyer, got to go Jacksonville.
Jacksonville, for sure.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know that there's much question.
We'll have more on the player reaction there because it's not good. Check this out. I got some odds here about if Urban Meyer is going to finish the season. And the no odd is -145. The yes odd is +105, which basically means it's more likely he does not finish the season than does. And actually, the best odds for when he will bow out are within the next couple of weeks. So they don't think Urban's going to make it. I was rooting for him. I liked him on Big Noon Kickoff. That's the only reason why. And I wanted it to work because I kind of have a soft spot for Jacksonville. They're so bad. And everyone thought this won't work. And I like when things work that maybe you don't think would work. But this is not working. So I'm going to put them at 32. And you're doing the same, Toby?
Yeah, they're the worst team in the league right now.
All right. My top five, I'll start at five and go up to one. I'm going to go at five, the Green Bay Packers. They deserve to be in there. I do think there are four teams better than them, all with a similar record or better. I put the Packers just ahead of the Chiefs. Chiefs are 2-2, but we all think the Chiefs are a great team. Packers have that extra win. I say that because I put the Bills at four. And the Bills have the Chiefs this weekend. I believe that's an Arrowhead. I am taking Buffalo in that game. I think Buffalo is going to go on the road and win and knock the Chiefs down to 2-3. Chiefs will probably still win the West, although the Chargers looking pretty good. But maybe I'd put the Chargers 6 and the Chiefs around 7. I'm going NFC for my top 3. Buccaneers are still 3. Rams they were my number 1 last week. I'm going to keep them at 2, and then Cardinals at 1. So Cardinals beat the Rams, Cardinals ahead of the Rams. Rams beat the Bucks, Rams ahead of the Bucks. And then I go Bills, Packers. Cardinals 1, Rams 2, Bucks 3, Bills 4. And your green and gold I put at number 5, Toby.
All right, at number 5, I would have kept the Rams a little higher if they wouldn't have lost so convincingly to the Cardinals. Yeah. They didn't look very good. So I put the Rams at 5. And honestly, I was considering having them not in my top 5 and keeping the Raiders in, but then they lost on Monday night, so it made it a little easier for me. At number 4, I got the Green Bay Packers. We take week 1 away, and they look like a really good football team. Honestly, they played 6 bad quarters of football to start the year. Now they're kind of on track. Give me the Packers at number 4. The Bills, again, another team you take away week 1, and they've looked like possibly the most dominant team in football, outscoring the opponents that they've had by a significant margin, having 2 shutouts in there. So the Bills at 3. I'm going to keep the Buccaneers at 2. They didn't lose against New England, so I have a hard time moving them down, although they didn't look super impressive, but they found a way to win the game. Give me the Cardinals at number 1. We agree on that. They're the best team in football right now. I don't know that sticks for a super long time, but, I mean, they're undefeated. They just beat the Rams very convincingly, and a lot of people thought the Rams were the best team in the league after they beat the Buccaneers, so... that Cardinals team is legit, and I think you got to start looking at them as a legitimate contender in the NFC.
Yeah, sometimes I like to be cute and say, well, they're undefeated, but are they really the best? But I thought the Rams were the best, and then the Cardinals beat the Rams, and the Cardinals are undefeated. So right now, you got to put the Cardinals at 1. I saw a breakdown of why they're better this year. They're still running the same offense that they were at the second half of last season when they kind of sputtered. But Kyler Murray's just figured it out better. And so Kyler Murray should be in that MVP conversation, and he is. You know, between him and Josh Allen, and I think Dak Prescott, all these teams that we've mentioned, their quarterbacks in the MVP conversation for sure. So I think we got the same 5 teams, just in a little bit of different order. Who would you put at 6? Would you go with the Chargers? I feel like if there's any Chargers fans out there anywhere ever, they might feel a little disrespected, or even the Cowboys I could look at as a team that's right on the cusp, too.
Yeah,
maybe even Cincy.
I think the Cowboys, I think the Raiders still need to be talked about. They have 3 good wins, and the Chargers are a good football team, so they got to be in there as well, having beaten the Raiders. I think there's a lot of teams. I think the Cowboys are going to be up there pretty soon because that offense might be the best in the league.
Rams-Seahawks kicks off Week 5 tomorrow night. A game I'm really intrigued about is Browns-Chargers. So the Browns are going to go out to L.A. and take on the Chargers, both teams 3-1. That should be a good one. That's in the 3 o'clock window. I'm kind of bumming. Next 3 weeks, Packers play at noon, and that's like good red zone time. I just don't like when the Packers play at noon. But this is a big game, too. It's 2 3-1 teams. Sometimes the Packers play at noon, but it's like a scrub team like, you know, Washington. And so you can kind of keep your eye on Red Zone. But there is a bonus game. There is a London game, 8:30. Don't you forget, Jets and Falcons, 8:30 from London. So I'm pretty jacked about that one. Again, I'm Bart. That's Toby, 414-799-1250. You guys can chime in throughout. We will talk a little bit more about the Urban Meyer situation just because, you know, what would you do? Your coach has no credibility whatsoever. So I do want to talk more about that. Nick Costos joining us coming up. He's in a bummer mood. The Yankees lost. The Yankees lost last night. And then now we're going to hear from David Stearns a little bit next hour as well. So plenty to get to. Stay with us. 414-799-1250. You can be a part of it anytime here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.